Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Stand by. You caught me looking. I'll tell you what, I am discombobulated. As you can see, it's been a long day, a long night, then a long day, and now it's going to be a long evening. But with me, thank goodness, with me is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Now, if you missed it, Steve was on with Alex Jones yesterday. And here's what I got from this. And here's what really I want to convey to you. I was looking at some notes Steve just sent to me, but here's what I want to convey to you. And this is something I remember from some time ago. I don't know, 5, 10 years ago, over 10 years ago, Steve Quayle gave me 4 words: identify, vilify, nullify, and destroy. And he said, watch, this is what we're all going to go through. You, the listener, the viewer, I'm talking to you. You're going to go through this, whether, regardless of the level. You could be doing this on Facebook, on Twitter, on wherever. But this is what is going to happen to all of us. Now I'm going to toss something in here. If you follow conservative voices on Twitter, look, and other social media platforms, kind of a crude name for a person behind that name. The Twitter handle is cat turd. Okay. Again, crude. I get it. It's crude, but certainly very popular in the conservative circles. I happened to see a tweet, message, post, whatever, where he was canceled from Bank of America. Outright canceled. That's it. Get your money out. You're gone. We don't want your business. And you're seeing this happen with other people, including celebrities. I'm not going to name them all, but you're seeing this happening. You're seeing the process exactly what Steve was talking about. By the way, there it is on your screen. Thank you, Eric the Tech. Bank of America cancels popular conservative Twitter user bank account. And the hashtag is Bank of America, Bank of America's commie trash. And you know what, folks? I'm not going to mince words here. We are dealing with a bunch of satanic communist bastards out there. Every single one of the people on the left, as far as I'm concerned, if you are in office or you support them, they're communist bastards. They're satanic, demonic bastards. And you know what? To me, life would be better off without them, their ideologies and influence. But if you caught Steve Quayle on with Alex Jones last night, And by the way, in the event you didn't know, the jury in this show trial, in this monkey trial, awarded the plaintiffs, including an FBI agent who really had nothing to do with anything, okay, in total, in the aggregate, $1 billion. You talking about illustrating, identify, vilify, nullifying, and destroying. Now, Alex, of course, you know, you might as well make it a zillion. Because, look, I know Steve's been in this position. I've been in this position. I can't go into it. We're not going to go into it. But you get sued, you might as well ask for a trillion, million, gazillion dollars. Because, number one, you're not going to get it. But I go back to what I said earlier this week. The process is the punishment. You're put through a process. Do they expect to collect $1 billion from him? No, they don't. The process is the punishment, which goes back to what Steve said. Identify, vilify, nullify, and destroy. Well, how do you destroy someone? You kill them, which that's common with nukes or whatever. But also, you take them through a process whereby the very process by which you take them, you destroy them. And think about this. Think about waking up every day where, and there are people like this in the world today, and I pray for them, really God help them, where their sole task for the day is surviving, getting food, getting water, surviving. Well, that's what they've got planned for us. And by they, I mean these demonic, satanic, globalist bastards like, for example, like Klaus Schwab out of Central Casting, Bill Gates, and others. And you might as well throw in, you know, the Faucis and the Walensky's and all that too. And you might as well also throw in the American politicians, Biden and Harris. And you might as well throw in the media too, the American media. And that includes many, if not most, at Fox News, which I've got no love for. But I want to play this clip from yesterday. This is two minutes, just over 2 minutes. This is Steve on Alex Jones, his special emergency broadcast. And this is not the most important part of the of his appearance, because I think the most important part of his appearance is when he explained to Alex how he got saved. And I thought, you know, when I watched that, I thought, my goodness, for all the millions of people watching and listening, I wonder how many. And I actually thought this, and I told my wife too in real time. I said, you know, I wonder how many people will be touched and changed by his testimony. And that's what it's all about. But for today, let's take a look at this 2.5 minute clip. And on the other side, Steve will come in and we're going to have a conversation. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a fight for the truth. The truth is what objective reality is. We've not seen any truth relating to anything as to World War III that's going on right now. We've had the president say he's going to shut down Nord Stream. We had Victoria Nuland say it. We have one of the Polish ambassadors say it. We've got people in NATO that did their own investigation, and they know it was not a truck bomb, but multiple stories of either a Harpoon missile or two of them, United States munitions, or an underwater submersible torpedo. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're at World War III, and hardly anybody yawns, anybody burps, and anybody goes beyond the obvious controlled narrative of all of the networks. And primarily, ladies and gentlemen, Alex has been on for a long enough time that I got news for you. He documents everything. What you watch in the liberal leftist press is nothing more than their complete, if you will, plan to assassinate any other avenue or source of information that doesn't fit their globalist paradigm. And that's why they're terrified of the truth. And that's why we're going to have to deal with World War III. Now, look, we know for a fact that Russia has not quit advancing their advanced weapon systems. Well, the United States, in my opinion, I believe anybody who's in the military that would tell the truth, we basically
We're way behind.
Yeah, we're so far behind that even the guy that was going to take over the Pentagon's artificial intelligence said, we can't even keep up with the Chinese because they're 20 years in advance. The United States has no hypersonic missiles. We have tests. We don't have any functional. President Putin, and listen, when you tell the truth, it's not propaganda. But when these guys lie, the truth is propaganda to them. And one of the Old Testament prophets said, woe unto them who call evil good and good evil. This is a spiritual battle, but it's taking place in the physical realm. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching right now the Russian government giving warning to their people to prepare for nuclear war. This is not grandstanding. This is not bluffing. And the same thing that's happening to Alex, that's happening to Donald Trump, and that's, again, Lucifer's rules For radicals, obviously Saul Alinsky, but he dedicated the book to Lucifer. I got people to understand that. I got to get them to understand that. We are now at the point where we, the United States, have been exposed for fighting proxy wars. And you can't claim that you're responsible for Nord Stream, chuckling, it'll never happen, and then have the Polish ambassador, whatever, spokesperson say, good job, you guys. And then all of the evidence and all of the demolition evidence pointing to the fact that we, the United States, are using the Ukraine, and we are using it as a surrogate warrior against Russia.
So in the collective, we are going to face, and we are facing, nuclear destruction, not just tactical nukes over in Ukraine, but nuclear destruction. You heard Steve say that. You heard, of course, that's one thing. The other thing, too, is the CPI index year over year came out today at 8.2%. If you don't know what that is, it's a consumer price index. And that does not include the core CPI, which involves the energy and the food, which would just take it over the early 80s level. Okay, so we are experiencing a financial crush on the middle class, on the poor and middle class like we've never experienced before, which brings me to the title of today's show, is that America's squandered till, our cash box, is now totally empty, and God's judgment, can you feel it, is accelerated. With that, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6qfiles.tv, and of course, all the links will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. My good friend, and I'm so glad to have him on our side. And again, good friend, I consider a brother. And I thank him for all he does. He's got to be tired, folks. He's got to be tired. He's been going 100 mile an hour this week. Steve, how are you? How are you?
I'm doing well, Doug. And I really believe the headlines are making the point that you and I have been trying to make for years, that there is no such thing as a free press, only a controlled press. Years ago, even at the beginning of when I started broadcasting, this is important, I said, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find out that everything is about control. And Jesus said, the love of money is the root of all evil, but the control of money is the integration of all evil. What you're watching in the Ukraine, what we're watching in the Ukraine, is a globalist orgasm. I'm sorry, I'm going to use that word. Because now they see their goals are within reach. They've announced a one world religion, the Pope, Rick Warren and others, Mullah, I forget the guy's name, called Chrislam. That's an absolute abomination to the Lord Jesus Christ. Then they've announced the one world digital currency. And Doug, you and I have talked about that. It's like the devil turned on the light switch. He knows his time is short. And throughout the world, all forms of conflict have absolutely increased. Civil disobedience, the lack of fuel, whether it's in France this week or this Germany next week. But I think what people need to understand is the collective meltdown of the world's economies, their currencies, their stock markets, their bond markets. The Bank of Japan hasn't been able to get any buyers for their 10-year bond, and that's considered the yen. The people don't have a knowledge of the yen carry trade. But there's so much debt predicated upon the Japanese long bond, the 10-year, that they have no takers. And here's the bottom line, and I know I've overused that. Let's just cut through the crap line. I'm sorry, but we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the decimation of the United States of America, because I put everybody in remembrance. This is the country that didn't just ignore the living God, that actually declared the platform that God has no position, no place in the United States of America any longer. And so when people get mad at me, Christians, or let's just call them this, claimants, I say, look at the Bible. Do you understand the character of God's holiness? Now, look, I'm an earthling. I mean, I'm born of the dust of the earth, out of the clay, just like Adam and Eve was taken out of Adam's rib. So by extension, she got, you know, a good amount of the clay. That's what Adam means, clay man. And God breathed into us the breath of life, the spirit, the ruach. You can't even say that. I may be pronouncing it wrong, but it's a stop plosive. In other words, the breath of God meeting with the clay man. And I believe Jesus literally formed him as the most amazing sculptor in the universe, because Jesus is the only one that ever was able to take clay and give the blind man a new eye, spit water, and obviously that man had a new completed eye. But ladies and gentlemen, we who have two eyes, got them? None in the forehead. Two ears. A heart, well, it still ticks, thank the Lord. We have been given the ability to discern between good and evil. But silence in the face of evil is evil itself. But when you go along with the evil, it's one thing to be silent, Doug. It's another thing to be an active participant in the one world religion, in the one world government, in the one world economic situation. What we are talking about at the beginning, and you put up the article, all of the big banks, I want to make it simple for you guys, they're broke. They're flat out broke. The big banks, if you're in any of the biggest banks, the top six, you can look at them, B of A, Wells Fargo, all of the banks that are listed, Chase, get out of them. And I'm talking, if you're seeing this tonight, do it tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. Because we're seeing exactly what Aaron Brickman spelled out when he was on the show a couple weeks ago, both hours or hour and a half. The point is that we're watching the charts represent 1929 and 1987. Staircase up, down, up, down. Now, this morning, I think the Dow was down at 1,700 points, and it's recovering. But ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing to recover with. And I want to just run through, Doug, with your permission, what's going on by saying, oh, good example. Aaron's done an amazing job. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I've known him for 20 years, and he's my friend. But I'm telling you this, he is truly gifted, and God has imparted amounts of information, and not just in the market. He is actually military ranger. I won't say ex-ranger, just like you don't say ex this or ex that. But he's got an attitude and a heart for God. But I got to tell you something. That man, by the grace of God, is no pushover. And it's an honor for Doug and I, and now all you guys, to know him. Those of you who have invested in the Skipper, obviously a homeschooling genius level, because it was given by God. And he understands the balance between reality. So, Doug, when you look at these charts, I mean, you can see that, you know, we're how do I say, you can almost superimpose them on, of course, in little areas of small areas. But I want everyone to understand something. We're only going down. We could rally 2,000 points, maybe not. But the stock market, which is an amulet of hypnosis, I want to make that clear. People think that the stock market represents the true health of the financial system in the United States. That's not true. And even Jamie Dimon said yesterday, he said, the green movement has done a lot of damage to the economy. It sure the hell has. Oh, you shouldn't say hell. You know, Doug, we put up with so much murder of the innocents. We put up with so much slaughter of children, sex trafficked and sacrificially trafficked. That means there's a whole lot of sick, evil, wicked demons and fallen angels who have a lust for human blood. The Bible says the life is in the blood. We put up with the end of justice. We put up with the lack of freedom. We haven't held the complicit 51 people that are related to law enforcement, that are related to the intelligence agency, bore false witness as to the validity of the Steele dossier. And I was thinking about this yesterday. I was thinking, isn't it interesting? The name of the dossier was what was a function to steal the election. And I think sometimes God puts neon signs right before our eyes So that's not an overreach. It's just an obvious reach. And so when we're at this point in history right now, where you're seeing the major banks, Bank of England, big deal, they gave, 2 days ago, tomorrow becomes the third day for all of their, you know, let's say this, dedicated banking offshoots of people that are in the derivatives business, I'm talking primarily in England, to get out of their paper $31 trillion position. There's nobody to buy it.
You know,
there's no one to buy it. That's what I'm trying to say.
I saw, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I saw that headline.
Please.
Okay. So I saw that headline, and Aaron mentioned this to me last night briefly, but I didn't get a chance to ask him. So I'll ask you, okay, what does that mean? Okay, you've got 3 days to get out of what? What's going on here?
Well, the bottom line is that debt instruments, bonds, and all collateralized loans, there's $31 trillion, and that's a lot of money, ladies and gentlemen. That's $3 trillion over the gross domestic product in the United States. In essence, they're saying dump whatever you've got in debt and get whatever you can in cash, because a global liquidity crisis is upon us. And then another important thing, this affects your question, Doug, Saudi Arabia basically told Bidenstine to pound sand, and there's plenty of sand in Saudi Arabia. And President Putin is, again, I want to share this, you guys. It is an abomination to the living God to have unjust weights and measures. That's exactly what the U.S. dollar. Now, I love my country. I've been fighting for it for 30 years. I've never been in the military, but I've been involved in a lot of stuff in the background by the grace of God and made a difference. And I'm still about making a difference, Doug. And that's why, you know, I thank the Lord for every one of your listeners who prays for me. I thank the Lord for those who pray for me daily, because if not, I simply would crash. And unfortunately, you know, the energy is derived from intercession in my life. I sometimes, and you know this, I get so tired, and, you know, people tell me to relax. Well, that's not my calling to relax. And even the scripture says, watchmen, give your eyes no rest. And so there are two types of watchmen, those that God appoints and those who call themselves watchmen, this, that, or the other thing, because they read the headlines. So I want people to understand that right now, basically, because of the sanctimonious sanctions of the puppet masters behind the Democratic, let's just face it and call it who it is, it's Obama and the global elite, and ultimately it's Lucifer, the grand chess master that's moving all the people around on the planet. Now, ladies and gentlemen, global depopulation, according to the Deagle Report, is
Beagles are Fauci's specialty, by the way. Beagles are, yes. But I don't want you to stray too far from this, because you mentioned Saudi Arabia, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia confirms Biden's attempted coercion, that he attempted to coerce them to postpone oil cuts until after the midterms. And there's a letter that was posted on Jack Posobiec's Twitter account, and there it is right there, confirming what you just said. So if any naysayers out there say, well, no, Steve's correct, and here's the receipt. Go ahead, sir.
Well, and then after this incident, then Vladimir Putin went to OPEC. By the way, Russia's a member of OPEC, oil petroleum exporting countries. And what he's offering them is a platform, ruble backed by gold, but also with wheat. Everybody's got to eat commodities that are unique to Russia. The ability to trade outside of the U.S.'s control. And that's a big deal. Ladies and gentlemen, everything you are seeing, everything is a decimation and destruction of the nation that we all grew up in, that we were all blessed to grow up in, but the silent majority allowed the vocal communists to take us over and take us down. You know, Doug, when I started saying that we're undergoing complete communist takeover and take down, people just poo-pooed that. And then we're starting to hear of, you know, basically militarized police, Chinese militarized police in the United States and major cities, basically kidnapping, coercing, or, you know, the word torture has also been used, their own citizens to get them out of the country. People, this used to be the land of the free and the brave. And now we've watched our military be destroyed by vaccine mandates, which the CDC is saying, hey, we never said there was any, you know, proof that our Pfizer, excuse me, had a Pfizer, laughing about it. Do you get it? Here's the joke. The American people cooperated in their own death. And Doug, no place in history that I can find, I know ancient history, I know prehistory, and I know contemporary history. And by the way, Aaron Brickman knows absolute history to the T. The guy's a gifted teacher. But the point is that everything is being destroyed. And ladies and gentlemen, if the interest rates haven't already done in most of Mid-America, they'll finish Mid-America off because there's nobody. And I've been warning people, never when it was cheap money, get an adjustable rate mortgage. That was the suicidal financial death knell to home ownership in the United States of America. Doug, the average home mortgage is now up, you know, in some cases, 50%. How do I say that? Depending on the size of the mortgage, the secondary mortgage market is between 7 and 9%. People could have borrowed at under 3 or just a little bit over 3%. So how do you, how do I, how does anybody service their debt when it's 3 times the monthly payment? 3 times. It's not there yet. It's going there. And the whole idea, ladies and gentlemen, is to strip America of one of its biggest blessings, home ownership. And that's part of the curse in Deuteronomy, that we're going to build homes, but others will occupy it. And see, this is the, how do I say this? God's blessing flows to those who honor him. That doesn't mean they have eternal salvation. But again, when you have a cohesive financial structure where it's a fair deal for everybody, not a screw everybody deal, there's no accountability any longer in the American financial system. And here's the another thing, Doug, that goes to your question. There are no markets, only manipulations. And that now holds true for the entire biggest banks on the planet. Go ahead, sir.
Can I use that? There are no markets. Hang on a second. No markets, only manipulations.
Right. Okay. Price discovery. All price right. discovery, you know, people can give you complex formulas. I'll make it easy for you. What do you want? What does the person who's going to sell it to you or trade it to you, what do they want? When you come to an agreement, that's the price discovery for that specific trade. Right. Silver, for instance, is down today. Gold's down today. Platinum's down today. Everything's down today because people who had margin calls usually have backup safety positions in the options market and the metals or even the futures market. When you get a downturn like this, and I mean, at the beginning of the market, it's why I can't see my screen, so I don't know how high it is right now. But when that happens, people liquidate their metals positions. I was told this morning, and again, I'm going to quit trying to tell time because I'm in Mountain Standard, et cetera. I was told this morning that the amount of money that's trading hands from former U.S. dollars going into primarily the ruble, the Russian ruble, even the Chinese yuan, the currencies of the world who have decided, the nations have decided to trade their currencies amongst each other and accept them, China, Russia, India, Russia, Brazil, Russia, and these are some big countries. And Iran, I mean, they quit taking. They were the first nation to quit taking U.S. dollars, I believe, in retrospect. Saddam Hussein was murdered to the cackling goose. Hillary Clinton taking credit for it.
And where's Libya's gold?
Yep.
Just
and the same thing with Gaddafi.
Yep.
You know? And again, ladies and gentlemen, now they've got a problem. I can't prove what I'm going to say, but I suspect that since we were the ones that initiated nuclear war talk, it wasn't Russia. You know, basically, their equivalent of Secretary of State, Lavrov, tried saying, look, you guys, Medvedev said, look, don't you understand we're a nuclear power. We have the most nuclear weapons. We have electronic weapon systems the United States does not possess. As evidence of that, open stories, ladies and gentlemen, the Donald S. Cook state-of-the-art missile cruiser shut down three times. I guess the third time was a charge. The most expensive British aircraft, HMS dead in the water. That wasn't a broken propeller shaft. That was an electromagnetic attack on them. So the thing is that what the face of modern face of modern warfare and weatherfare and lawfare, we're seeing the complete decimation of the rule of law. We're seeing the complete abrogation of any constitutional guarantees. We're seeing the Bill of Rights eroded. We're seeing everything that we were told was a conspiracy theory, which, by the way, the term originated with the Central Intelligence Agency. The word fear-mongering and fear porn, that originated there too. Because when you start a new word, I do it, I want to be the one to define the word, okay? And so when I call this political arena, this isn't Latin exactly, it's just me trying to make it sound like a Latin, but Circus Destructicus, okay? Or, basically the political scene, and I'll spell it differently, but Politicus Domsheticus, S-H-E-E-T-I-C-U-S. See, when I say that, Doug, I at least get somebody's attention. But the point is that, and this is what Alex asked me. He said, I believe his exact words were, so is it too late? And I said, yes, it's too late. To most Christians that are being given a deceptive lie through false prophecy, and we're going to have the greatest revival, Brother Hagman. I'm telling you, Brother Hagman, it's going to turn around. I tell you, Brother Hagman, gold flakes are going to drop on your head. And I would say, well, I sure hope they're 24 karat, because I doubt most people, there may be legitimate cases of that. And I know people claiming, including Henry Groover. But the general, if you will, deception is coming from the pulpits because the pastors have given heed to seducing spirits. And the seducing spirits will use money, they'll use sex, they'll use prestige. But most of all, they use the praise of men rather than the praise of God. And as the Lord Jesus said, they have their reward. And ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't guarantee a place in heaven.
Okay.
I've heard people say, I don't care. I'll just give it right back to you, Doug. I don't care about heaven. I got my heaven right here. I said, yeah, but when the right here ends, you get your hell over there. Go ahead.
Man, yeah. Anyone who says that to me, I walk away, because there's no talking to those people. So I want to ask you some questions here, because I know that the people listening to this are interested in what you have to say. And by the way, you were talking earlier about Jesus not liking, obviously, unjust weights and measures. God not liking, not happy with unjust weights and measures, okay? Now, one thing, I'm just going to share a little bit of personal information, folks. Steve Quayle and myself, I mean, I'm late to the game, okay? But as one gets older, okay, one learns to appreciate things like, oh, I don't know, the exciting world of stamp collecting, right? Or coins. One thing that we share the love of is the Morgan silver dollars, okay? Now, the reason I bring this up is because we had our currency was established on a bimetal system gold and silver. That's how this country was established. Our Constitution addresses this. And by the way, gold is 1678. Good luck buying it for that. And silver is 19, roughly. I'm rounding up or down. So, I mean, again, good luck finding it for anything close to that. But having said that, you talked about the market earlier, okay? The market, there are no markets, only manipulations. So in your mind, because people may say this, wouldn't it be good for the entire market just to explode, implode, turn to dust, and just be gone, be, you know, be a, just a footnote in history? And if not, why not? And if so, why?
Well, first of all, it was the ideal pickpocketing vehicle. And there were days when you could invest in a new industry. And there were days when, you know, you could have a stock portfolio. And there were days when a man could know that his home was paid for and his wife was able to stay in the home. There were always professional women. But the reason we have out of control children and teenagers is because the American family was destroyed. And now we see it right now, specifically in the family destruction, the transgender movement. And by the way, you know, ladies and gentlemen, how is it that Zelensky, who is a comedian, who openly talks about, you know, using coke to get him through the day, who's been seen in drag festivals, an Afro-American wig, you know, tight pants, and I understand he's got a wife and children, and many people who are trans, whatever, you know, have that. They have the facade. That's why there are ministers who are living a double life. And what I want to people to understand is that that's the spirit of the age, to destroy the glorious family that God created. And they hate families. Remember when Hillary Clinton said it takes a village to raise a child?
Oh, yeah.
My statement to that was, yeah, and it's called The Village of the Damned, you know? It was a movie. And the deal is that what parents were forced to do to get, you know, double income families, some with kids, some without kids, dinks, double income, no kids. And what happened because of the church's blindness and also not wanting to take a stand for life, that's when the abortion mills kicked in to full fury. And right now we have a man who is singing hymns with a few people, you know, in an abortion clinic hallway, who's facing 11 years in prison for singing songs of praise to Jesus. Be praying for that gentleman. I forget his name, Doug. But where we're at now in the markets is total destruction. Total destruction. Look at Western Europe. Just the situation since Biden's sanctions, Germany's looking at an $800 billion deficit in fuel costs. Germany was complaining 2 days ago that their partners, that would be us, have raised the rates to in basically unfathomable ability to pay. So the Germans are being told. Now, I want everybody to understand this. This is the biggest economy in the EU, the European Union. And for all of you that like, as I do, you know, all of the German cars, the German engineering, German cameras, German binoculars, Leica, for a good example, in my opinion, and I used to own photo stores. I got a degree in still photography and motion picture photography, and we had to take classes in glasses, meaning there's 400 types of different optical glass. And as the optical glass was perfected, sharpness, color contrast, it just became so amazing. And that's why you can have a heliphone giving you so many, or, you know, such good photos nowadays. So, it's, how do I say this? We're seeing advances in technology that are now beyond the moral ability, intellectual ability, or let's just say this, the desire to live as humans, to continue on. When I wrote Genetic Armageddon, Today's Technology, Tomorrow's Monsters, that was like 20 some years ago. Then the last book I wrote on the whole thing was Terminated. The End of Man is Here. They used to say it's near. Now it's here. And so when you have roboticide, you know, the robots that will be generating homicide, because again, I want to make something clear. People think that AI is just a bunch of algorithms and basically are a bunch of demon rhythms, because you can have inanimate objects possessed by evil spirits. It's a whole reason for talismans. It's a whole thing for ritual magic. And so what I'm saying, and I mean, I got this in the shower. And by the way, I posted an article talking about why showers are a creative place. In my case, it's where God has really blessed me to help me to have some understanding. And the fact is that AI, when the Lord asked me, Steve, did you ever put AI in the same context as alien intelligence? I said, no. And I never thought of it, Doug. And then I never saw it anyplace else. And I want to make sure people understand it's Jesus that I give the credit to. A man has nothing except he receive it from above. It's not that I know anything. It's that God has provided people, gifted people, to tell me what I need to know. Just like, Doug, you've supplied your platform. And I believe the Hagman listeners, not the haters, not the ones that, you know, even while I was on Alex yesterday, people were hating on him. And you know what? I tell everybody, pray for him. I've watched Alex, and this I've got to take this aside. I've seen Alex do a change. And I'm tired of the freaking cowardly, nameless SOBs and son of Belial or son of Baal taking on. He's the tip of the spear. Now, I understand I was on podcasting, and God bless him for giving me the credit he's given me. But it's not about credit. It's about transformational change. And everything that Alex has done was trying to make a change. You know what, Doug? Not enough people cared. And not enough people care now. And again, ladies and gentlemen, 50%, that's not true. The intelligence operatives, the judicial system, the entire what I would call Hegelian collective, not Hegel, but Hegel, you know, the hellish position of the planet was all planned and streamlined. And I don't know, Eric, did you find Saul Alinsky's 12th point? I don't know if you got my chat statement.
Okay. I'll get this right. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. By the way, over in my library, I do have an actual hard copy of that book. And I bought it, Steve, before they edited out that dedication to Lucifer. I bought it for a dollar at a bookstore in upstate New York. But we're getting Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. He's getting that now. Point 12. And you made that I'm so glad you made that clear with Alex last night. And I too echo the sentiment as he's getting that. To hat tip to Steve Quayle, you know, if it wasn't, and folks, maybe you can relate to me, because it wasn't until I heard Steve that I heard Alex, that I heard others, and it's like a progression. And, you know, so it's, I have to say that the first man out of the gate on Coast to Coast that I heard was Steve Quayle. And that was with Art Bell, I believe it was. And I remember working a case in New York State and hearing you for the first time. And this is back early 90s, I think, maybe yeah. late 80s. And I thought, wow, man, you know, this man is like so well-spoken and so informed. And that got me on the progression. And again, I'm just kind of fill in time. Here it is. Back to you, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much, Eric. Thank you, Doug. Rules for Radicals. This is the Bible, not God's holy word, but this is the conforming context for all the Democratic Party. And I'm going to read it, Doug. Pick the target, freeze it. That's Alex Jones. Personalize it and polarize it. Cut off the support network. We watched that pathetic excuse for a lawyer saying, don't support Alex. You know, we watched that in real time. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. I have never seen such character assassination and such a bunch of rectal reasoning. There you go. That's a nice way. Rectal reasoning as I have in this application to Alex Jones, also to all of us who are in the alternative news media. Go after people and not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. Now, listen to this. This is cruel, but very effective. Direct personalized criticism and ridicule works. I'm so tired of those smart-ass smiling faces. Ha, ha, ha. Alex got his own. Ha, ha, ha. He'll be destroyed. And I pray that God himself will absolutely intervene in this. Now, look, ladies and gentlemen, we're a nation of freaking cowards. I get coward emails day in and day out. Name changers. People who know better, but they're invisible. I should do this. I should do that. You need to cover this. You need to cover that. And you need to cover your posteriors because they're going to get chewed off, blown off, or basically eaten off. And your, how do I say this? Anonymity and your anonymous criticisms are going to come back on you. And those of you whose tongues can do nothing but scorn and mock and slander and besmirch, your tongues will melt in your mouth. How can I say that? Zechariah 14:12. Your eyes will melt. In essence, the people that have denied nuclear war, and especially in New York City, it ain't going to be pretty, Washington, D.C., and I now call it Washington Sleazy, also Denver, Colorado, the continuity of government bases. One of the most important points I made, Doug, and I think that most people would agree, is that the primary targets have already been made known to the U.S. military. And let's just deal with that whole fog of war. It's true when von Clausewitz, and he's a famous author, he's got a book written about war that's that big. And I don't know if he's the original author of this statement, but he said, when goods don't cross borders, armies do. Remember how many times I've quoted that on the Hagman?
Oh, man, yes. And it's worthy of restating. When goods don't cross borders, armies do.
Go ahead. Yeah, armies do. What did we just do to China? Now, look, when you understand that just about everything on the shelves, which are empty by now, is made in China. When you understand that the globalists set China up to be the world's manufacturer for this specific time in order to get us dependent on cheap labor, in order to destroy U.S. industrialization, in order to destroy manufacturing in this country, the whole purpose of it all was the destruction of this country. So why this is critical is, and this is why I say it's too late. God has pronounced judgment, and there is no basis to even try and get God's attention unless we repent on the order of Nineveh. I doubt most people would find that the selfies, by the way, I've never taken a selfie in my life. I've been in, somebody had, you know, pictures taken with me, whatever, for whatever reason, but selfies are nothing more than a reflection of people wanting to be something other than they are and putting out there that there's something. Let's just face it. Selfies were pretty much invented by one of the most famous pornographic film stars in the world. That's now headlines again today. It's headlines today. How many women have had to go prostituting themselves? I don't mean literally, but on the internet, and they can make six figures a month just by dressing scantily or cladly or scant, whatever the word would be, you know, immodestly. We become a nation of flesh peddlers. Look, I'm no prude. I used to live in that world. So I didn't peddle anybody's flesh and I wasn't a pimp. The bottom line is that when in film school, that was a budding avenue. And when God saved me, he cleaned me up like no tomorrow. And that's when, you know, I knew something had changed. As a matter of fact, in my testimony, what I don't tell people, I've mentioned it, is I was a president of Phi Delta Theta on MSU campus. And it was, we were in trouble more than any other fraternity. When I got saved, I left the fraternity, just so you know. God so placed it on my heart, you cannot be part of the pagan rituals that I was in.
How about Rush Week? Never mind.
Go ahead. Yeah, Rush Week and what you put, you know, and I hated that. And for the obvious reasons. But we were co-ed, you know, we lived in, I think they were called the quads. And obviously they have rules about you don't have permanent shack ups in the quads, but we just integrated that on a campus. And I mean, like I said, we were always in trouble until finally, I think they pulled the Fidel charter at MSU. But why I say that is that after the, how should I say this? The negative effects of film and television, the medium, and I learned film theory. I had to learn every film in antiquity. You have to understand the history. And that's why I revert back to film. And I remember the day I said, yeah, I don't know, 30 years ago, I said, Lord, what a waste. My whole film education was a waste. Guess who knew better? God, you know? And now I'm using that. That's the vehicle that God's given to me to reach people in another dimension, meaning people who are film buffs. And I can talk film. I can talk D.W. Griffith. I can talk Alfred Hitchcock. I can talk David Lean, one of the greatest directors. But what people don't understand is all that you're seeing against Alex Jones is a Hollywood production. You are seeing the 12th rule of Saul Alinsky dedicated to Lucifer, who he said was the ultimate rebel. I think that's the actual quote in the book. The implementation of that, you watched it in Donald Trump. Now you'll watch it spread out to all alternative news. So I'm going to say something. You know, people who have money and you have no relatives and you're sitting on big bank accounts, it would be good to fund, you know, his legal fees. And I understand, look, I'm not opposed to anybody, you know, reaping the benefit of their hard work. But the astronomical $1 billion judgment is so incompletely incoherent, out of all reality. And Alex is being hit and punished on the 12th rule of Saul Alinsky, and they're going to keep hitting him unless you and I and we pray. And I'm talking, I am not talking, oh, God bless Alex. No, I'm talking imprecatory prayer. Because when anybody stands for truth, remember, truth exists, Doug. Whether you speak it, I speak it, or Alex speaks it, or Mike Adams speaks it, or anybody that's speaking the truth is the truth. So in essence, what we have to understand is that's what's at stake. But more importantly, your lives are at stake. And because of the silent treatment, oh, I just want to go along to get along, weasel words. I love that term, weasel words. The term weaseling means you try and get out of something. And people cannot grasp, Christians cannot grasp that, again, getting back to the theme, the United States is under judgment. Well, why didn't you ever talk about hope? Why didn't you ever talk about love? Because it's the love of God that brings judgment. And the scripture says when God's judgments are in the land, God's people learn righteousness. I'm not a Bible thumper, but I am somebody that basically understands the concepts and the precepts. And by the grace of God and the impartation of knowledge to somebody who had no Christian upbringing. And look, I understand the nuances of everybody trying to weasel out on standing up for Jesus. And I'm telling you, the bottom line is no confession, no salvation. Where is that? Romans 10:9 and 10:10. With our heart, we believe unto righteousness, but with our mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Jesus said, because you confess me before men, I'll confess you before the Father, my Father, which is in heaven. You don't confess me, neither will I confess you. So, ladies and gentlemen, the place of our testimony. Now, how do you put your testimony? Boy, am I taking another angle. How do you put your testimony in play? The scripture didn't say, in the future, there will be evolution, and you must be able to defend. No, it said, let the man or woman, by inference, whom the Lord has redeemed, say so, declare so. And by the grace of God, Alex gave me a clear channel, if you will, a highway to give my testimony. I never anticipated that coming. And before the billion-dollar judgment, I was going to be on for 2 hours. I had all my list of points to cover. And at the end, the most important point to cover was Jesus loves you. Jesus loves the audience that listened to Alex. There is no political solution to a spiritual problem. That's not original. Well, it's original to me, but God gave me that. And yet Christendom, D-U-M-B, still believes that the midterm elections are going to change anything. Hello? They're going to change nothing because we're under God's judgment. Will the midterm elections stop the drought? No. Will the midterm elections stop nuclear war? No. Will the midterm elections give a lower consumer price index? No. And that's why President Bidenstine went to the Saudis and the Emirates to try and beg to hold off oil cutbacks because he wanted to look good to the American people. Are you kidding me? Are you so blind as you cannot see? What did you pay for gas, Doug, yesterday or whenever you fueled up your car in Erie?
Well, now, do you want the total or per gallon?
No, just per gallon.
It was $3.99.
In Bozeman, Montana, regular yesterday at the pump was $4.49. That's nothing.
No.
Get ready. $17 a gallon gas is what the charts are saying. Yep. And also, what people don't understand is this. The part of the quote, when goods don't cross borders, armies do. The thing everybody needs is fresh water. The things everybody needs is food. The things everybody needs is to stay warm. Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching the setup for the great freeze out through Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. Until you understand weather warfare and weather modification, and oh, would our government experiment on us? Absolutely. Well, so, who in their right mind would take
Let me interrupt you for a second. If I can, okay? Because you mentioned geoengineeringwatch.org, and folks, go there, read everything there. But let me ask you a question. On September 11th, 2001, the entire nation on television watched essentially the impossible. And that's supposedly jet planes taking down not one, not two, but three buildings, okay, in their own footprint to dust, okay? Not a desk, really. And I was there a couple of days afterwards. Okay, so Geoengineering Watch, you've got videos. You look up, you see all of these supposed, if you talk to, you know, normies or whatever, oh, those are contrails. No, they're not. No, they're not. You know, we can tell the difference. My question to you is, if people who watched on 9/11, three buildings come down in their own footprint, and can go outside and look up in the sky and see these crisscross patterns of chemtrails, I know that's not the right word, but geoengineering trails. I guess my question is, and they don't believe it, what will make them believe any? I mean, how can you convince anybody of anything? I mean, it's almost like you can kill somebody right in front of them and it's, oh, that's just stagecraft, or that's not what it appears. It's frustrating to me. And that's why I wanted to kind of bring that out. Isn't it frustrating that, you can show the evidence? Look at this. This is not normal. And I apologize for interrupting.
No, Doug, this is a two-way, and I'm sorry. I talk in burst transmission. I need to learn to slow down. Well, that won't happen.
No, that's what people love about you. You just keep going, brother.
Okay. Well, the thing is that when I first brought to the attention of the American people, remember, God promised me if I would be faithful to warn his people, he would bring the people that know what's going on to inform me so I could share with his people. That was the equation God gave me. But when you're dealing with chemtrails and the absolute purpose of them, even beyond the geoengineering, a dying CIA, pretty high up, got a hold of a friend of mine and told him the purpose of chemtrails. By the way, it's my book, Xenogenesis. I think it's the 8th chapter. You know, I'm going from memory, and I don't mean to mislead anybody. I'm looking for a copy of Xenogenesis. But the true purpose of chemtrails, and this is where the spiritual nature of evil comes in, was to destroy the visible light spectrum that God created to allow the gates of hell to open. And it was such a remarkable story. The gentleman that gave it to me, former, spec ops guy, but it's in Xenogenesis. And I think I have a couple hundred of those books. And when they're done, Doug, they're done. I think I need to tell people this. I will not be reprinting any of my books, maybe with the exception of Jesus, the Premise of the Promise, and Empire Beneath the Ice.
Do you mean this by chance, Xenogenesis? Yes. Gee yep. whiz. This is going to go on eBay, okay,
yep.
for
yep.
like $10,000. No, I mean, this is worth it. What chapter? 8? Did you say?
I think it's called Under the Rainbow.
Under the Rainbow, chapter 13, page 233.
Okay. And so the thing is that that's a whole dialogue of the, and this guy was high up in the agency, and talking about destroying the visible light spectrum. And that's so important that it behooves people to get Xenogenesis, because Xenogenesis is what you're watching in the vaccination of people. You're watching it in all of the people dying before our eyes. And ladies and gentlemen, then you've got the smart aleck hyena laughing about it, saying, yeah, we never proved it was even effective. You can't tell me that military lack of intelligence didn't pick that up. You can't tell me the SecDef, Secretary of Defense, Austin, doesn't know this, or the military, MILLEYTARY, or China Inc., didn't know this. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I put up, I think it's on my website someplace. I mean, hundreds of thousands of stories of the links aren't dead, but Shenping, that's a real, not champagne, Shenping, a very well-known communist economist said, hey, with our bioweapon, we defeated and destroyed the United States. Now fast forward to the Ukraine. And Doug, did you see the story that obviously they were experimenting on COVID-19? And I got this one guy who's in, a town east of me, who keeps saying there is no such thing as COVID. It's all an mRNA injection. Yeah, but guess what? The influenza virus, the rhinovirus, and about 100 other viruses are what I call piggybacks in the envelopes or envelopes. And it's so hard for people to understand that this form of evil. Now, what are we watching? Again, I want people to understand something. If a currency has zero liquidity, what's the value of the currency, Doug?
A gazillion dollars. No, zero.
Zero. Zero. Zero. Yeah. Zero.
Yeah.
What you're watching is a systematic implementation of the United States having everybody in the world reject our currency. So what's the value? Zero. Is that important? Does a consumer price index, by the way, if you look at John Williams' shadow statistics, Greg Hunter did an interview with him, I think the last one. You can go, USAWatchdog.com. The real numbers are always multiples of the admitted to numbers. In other words, they're worse than what they're telling you. And so let me just tell you this. What we're looking at is David Wilkerson's vision about things starting in Germany, because a financial guy sent this to me. It will be a total crash of the German and bond stock market, per the analysts who are freaking out about the crash of Germany, which will in fact force the crash of the EU as well as euro, because consider the simple truth. And that's, if a currency has zero liquidity, what in fact is the value of the currency? So if Japan's not selling the long bonds, or the, actually they're 10 years, and they have it in five days, I put up an article by Stan Zeminski, forgive me, Stan, and he got it and he understood it. And here's the thing. I pray, and I literally do, that the handwriting of Almighty God, the finger, will come on the wall, and I'm not talking about the middle finger, I'm talking about the finger of God, and write, America, you are weighed in the balances and found wanting. Because why, Doug, would anybody want the perversion to continue? Why would anybody, and the whole world's got an alternative economy set up without the USA? Well, they can't do that because we're the center of prophecy. No, we're the end of the book of Revelation. Mystery Babylon has fallen. Well, I don't believe that. It doesn't matter, because the kings of the earth are going to weep, and no man buys her goods forevermore. Ladies and gentlemen, what our biggest exports are pretty much disgusting. But for a long time, it's been liar's paper. And every president has borrowed from the national till. That's why we've got the till is empty. What is money but a medium of exchange? What happens when the people and the world loses faith in the full, what is it say, the currency, legal currency, backed up by the full promise and faith of the U.S. government, or whatever it says? You know, this note is, I got to take it away, okay? My glasses.
You actually have a Federal Reserve note there.
Yes, wow. So I can read this. Okay. This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private.
Sure.
$5 bill.
And that's because that's because collectively we agreed on that, but it's meaningless now.
It's meaningless. If a country has no military to back it up, and ladies and gentlemen, this should make everybody crazy who's lost a loved one fighting a war for freedom and liberty. And there are scoundrels, there are murderers, there are, I'm not saying all immigrants are those, but why is it that Alex gets hit with a $1 billion judgment and people that are murderers are turned loose on the street? Some guy that goes bat manure crazy with axes is turned loose. Some guy that's murdered people comes in the third or fourth or 15th time is turned loose, because the Democrats and the Republican whores, that's what I'm calling them. Where are all the Republicans? Where are they?
And the other part of that, if I can add to that, is,
absolutely.
Okay, so you've got all of this coverage of Alex Jones being, you know, a billion-dollar judgment. That's news. But what about the news about that moron, that anti-Christian, anti-white, that black supremacist moron, criminal piece of crap alleged, that allegedly ran over and killed five people and injured scores of others in the Wisconsin parade? We don't see that on the news, and he's taken off his clothes in court. You would think that would be on television, all right? But no. None of that makes the news. Like you said, all of those things, nothing. But boy, this does, because this is in our best interest, and we are facilitating. That's the media, as you said in the beginning. they're not just sitting back. They're facilitating the takedown, the identification, nullification, vilification, and destruction of all of us. And, you know, we talk about Alex Jones. You can insert your name there because that's you in the future. Go ahead, sir.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I want you to pray for him and pray imprecatory prayer. Let the enemies of God, and I'm not, listen, here's the deal. Alex confesses his belief. Listen, we all have baggage. And what's interesting is you sniveling cowards that, you know, have done nothing for anybody. You just change your email names. Yet you can bring an accusation. And it's not just Alex. And I think it's important for people. The judgment of that court, that kangaroo court. By the way, isn't it interesting? Joey is a baby kangaroo, or maybe an adult kangaroo, but I think it's a baby kangaroo. And so now we got Joey B as the president of Washington Sleazy, and we've got kangaroo courts throughout the land. You've been told, I've been told, and this should make everybody in crazy, that the military are so low on the totem pole that any military families have a hard time living on the budgets too due to inflation. And let me make the definition. They're told, go get food stamps. Are you freaking kidding me when an immigrant who has a criminal past can come in and get 40 grand? Oh, by the way, you may end up in a 4-star hotel if you've got enough juice or if you're of use to the devils that are. Where is equity? Where is justice? It's flowing. It's flowing away. Like a bird, it's flowing away. Yeah. Where are the blessings of Almighty God on this land? Where are the amber waves of grain? They're not even, the fields aren't being plowed. There's no fertilizer. Why? Because of the sanctimonious, satanic sanctions on Russia.
Amen.
The biggest batch of insanity, and I got to watch my profanity. Because, ladies and gentlemen, what you're watching is the destruction of the United States of America, Western Europe. It's not hurting Russia. Oh, they may have some, you know, blips on the screen, but they have set up an equitable basis of trade out of the control of the SWIFT system, which transfers money between nations, out of the control of the Federal Reserve, out of the control of being able to manipulate the markets. Now, look, they're not saints. I understand that. But there's a cry for equity and justice. And God is bringing down the United States. And I can give you 20 things that will happen. But just let me say this. Whatever you have that you've known as a blessing, access to medical, universe, everything will be taken away. Everything.
You know something, Steve? Okay, so I just want to, excuse me. So with my medical stuff I'm going through, this is something to address what you just said, okay? My insurance now, because of the Affordable Care Act, okay, all of a sudden I am fighting on a daily basis for whether it's treatment, diagnostics, because of how things are set up. And that changed after the ACA. Okay, so everything to me, and I say this to echo what you're saying, access to, right now, current access to medical care, consider it a blessing. And consider it a blessing for whatever treatment that you might need. But let me go back, if I can. The spirit of Alex Jones is kind of imbued in me now. I'm kidding, Alex. I'm kidding. Okay. But if I can make a prediction, what you were talking about just earlier, okay, right before the veterans, here's what, if I can make a prediction, this phrase will now be used as much as conspiracy theory. Pick
something.
Folks, remember this. I spoke about this years ago, a couple of years ago, when I first mentioned this Stochastic terrorism. Stochastic terrorism. Commit that to memory. What is that? That, I'm going to read it directly. As described by leading scholars, you know, the Ivy Leaguers, right? Stochastic terrorism involves the use of mass media to, now, mass media, let's just go with, you know, podcast, broadcast, to provoke random acts of ideologically motivated violence that are statistically predictable, but individually unpredictable. In other words, what you saw with Alex, what you saw with what you've seen and what Steve has been talking about leading up to this is blaming us for the next mass shooting, blaming Steve for the next mass shooting or whatever the act of terrorism might be. That's where we're all at right now. Go ahead, sir.
Right. Or questioning my patriotism because I'm saying this, what you just saw on the 12th point that Eric put up, that's exactly what the world's doing to Vladimir Putin. And if I were President Putin, I would be, or an advisor to him, and if there is one listening to this, I would release what you guys have on your files on the people that are always vilifying you, whether it's those threatening you with nuclear. And Doug, I have all my life fought to keep in the sphere of influence I had to keep the nuclear war from happening. I mean, I was an outspoken critic of the American defense posture of mutual assured destruction, because I said when MAD is found out to be the idiotic invention, I think it was of McNamara, the former defense secretary, that the nation that can shelter its people has no more fear of a retaliatory strike against their mainland, okay? Russia can shelter everybody, and they're handing out, prepare for nuclear war. This is a genie that's not going back into the bottle. This is not posturing. This is absolutely war. And again, it may not be a nuke today in Washington, D.C., whatever the date is, October 13th. But the point is that doesn't rule out tomorrow. And with the provocation and a direct act of war using United States weaponry under U.S. control to destroy the Kursk bridge, and with the rhetoric, kill the Russians, kill the Russians. Ladies and gentlemen, the Russians aren't the ones that started this. The globalists lust after their natural resources. The reason they vilify President Putin, he's a nationalist. I'm a nationalist. How is it that the man that, and here's the thing, when someone does right in the eyes of the Lord, you had pagan kings that did right in the eyes of the Lord. You had supposedly godly kings that went after pagan gods. So God's, how do you say this, economy is just measured. The family. God said, it's not good for man to live alone. The aberrant behavior of the pronoun people is not allowed in Russia. We have, in essence, somebody says, oh, why didn't you move there? Well, ladies and gentlemen, number one, I don't believe that that's where God wants me, but I believe God wants me on the front line combating the truth. Combating the lies with the truth. Number one, in his word, but with the character of God. Listen, I don't know. You know, Doug, I said this and I mean it. All I hear is a meow cry growing louder, okay? I mean, seriously? Meow men? We've got meow men. We have so many communist appeasers, and they hate you. They hate me. They hate Christians. 72 categories of people they're going to waste. And oh, by the way, that's about the population that Deagle Report, a Rockefeller Foundation offshoot, is saying got to die by 2025. You won't be alive in 2025 because we, the globalists, know what's best for you. You will own nothing and be happy. You'll also be dead. But the point is, we'll have all your stuff. You know, That's good. No, thank you, Lord. I won't say that.
Have a Coke and a smile. No, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, or and the best thing is we'll hydrolyze you so you can be one with the tree. In essence, we won't even matter, you know, and they're skipping Soylent Green and going to Soylent Insect, you know, or Soylent Roach. And ladies and gentlemen, again, the Bible's very clear what happens to nations that forget God. How about this one? Woe unto the nations that forget God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and he gives it to whomsoever he will. The Bible says God sets up the basis of men over the basis of kingdoms. Do you really think God's grace is shed upon America any longer? One of the things that's interesting, Doug, I posted a story either yesterday or last night maybe, where the question's being asked, will America's nuclear missiles even work? Did you see that story?
I did. Yes. Yes.
Why is that critical, ladies and gentlemen? And Eric, if you could find that and put it up, it would be wonderful. You know,
I might still have it open here. I can send it over to him. Go ahead.
Yeah. And the reason being is that Henry Gruber's vision of when he was at Carnarvon Castle in Wales and seeing the vision of Russia attacking the United States is none of our missiles could get out of the silos. None of our communications worked. In essence, ladies and gentlemen, God has taken his hand of protection off us and off us. And that's the condition of the... Now, I'm saying this to anybody who's in the military. You can claim God's protection over you. You can claim it over the crew. Paul was on a sinking ship and everybody's life was saved. You can do that as a believer, man or woman. You can have imprecatory prayer. You can ask God to... And here's the thing. He honors the prayer of someone redeemed, and it even the protection and the provision and the deliverance will filter through the people that aren't, because God pours out his mercy and his justice on the just and unjust alike. And ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about, let me read this one thing, Doug, because I think it's really important. The USA has been told by the Fed are international bankers, it has nothing to do with the federal government, that the interest rates will keep rising until the inflation rate is back down to 2% or under. It can't happen because consumer spending fuels, I think it used to fuel 60%, I can be off on that, of the economy. The consumers are broke. I have news for you and anyone willing to listen. How can inflation go back 2% or under when in fact the rate of inflation is tied to the productivity of workers and the money they spend on goods and services? The COVID fiasco not only killed many good workers, it also killed the willpower of the people to work, which is essential oil that needs to grease the engine of the economy. No economy, no military spending. Listen to this now. To say it bluntly, the Fed has decided to keep raising interest rates every month, no matter how loudly people may scream or complain or whine. The bottom line is we will soon see the day when people look at the ocean crying and weeping for the goods which used to come to their land, just like the Bible said would happen. And again, ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to matter. The bottom line, again, from my finance guy, the bottom line is we will soon see the day when people look at the ocean, crying and weeping. But he said, I expect by the end of November, it won't matter who got elected or not in the midterms. I expect also that it will not matter how bad things have gotten with money, because the lack of energy is what is going to be the coldest winter in the last 500 years will push out all thoughts of anything except keeping warm and having food and water. At the end of the day, we're seeing the Esau factor coming into play. Somebody says, what's that? The Esau factor is all that a man has. Will he give to basically buy his life from starvation? Yet the promise of the living God is, King David said, I have been young and now I am old, but I've not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. And I would venture to say, outside of somebody who's been on the street, they come to Jesus. People who have been on the street, having to basically, you know, get change or panhandle or get thrown out restaurant food, when they come to Jesus, God doesn't leave them in that condition because he's our heavenly Father. He's a God of love, for God so loved the world. But ladies and gentlemen, the devil knows exactly the behavior that he needs to initiate within the people of God to get God to, in his mercy, justice, and his holiness, to bring his judgment on the earth. And I'm sorry, but there's the scripture is, and this is an answer, Doug, to your question, my question. I've had this question for 50 years. What does it take, Lord, to get the people that think we're basically, you know, leaving on a jet plane to the golden gates of glory before anything bad has to happen? I mean, you know, they want the chariot to swing low and take them home. I don't begrudge anybody that, but it isn't going to happen till your time's up, my time's up. We know from the book of Revelation of the souls slaying, literally slaying for their testimony of Jesus, saying, how long, O Lord, faithful and true, before you avenge our death? And God says, just be patient a little while, I'm paraphrasing, until your brethren who are going to join you as martyrs, you know, basically die in the like manner. The word to witness for Jesus means to be a martyr. That's what the word basically says. And, you know, this is really important. Here's the final point that my financial guy said, and lots of things will cease to matter when the bombs start dropping, likely around, and he's saying the end of November, as well, based on the behavior of the leadership of the U.S., U.K., EU, and NATO. Hmm. You know?
Wow.
And again, you know, it just is amazing.
You know? People sometimes become, I don't want to say immune to things. We talk about this. We talk about this day. The day arrives when you've got Putin and Russia saying, hey, you know what? Make sure you have your iodide pills handy and know where the shelters are. And they're talking about nuclear war, and people right now are just saying, oh, you always say that. Well, okay. It's not Steve Quayle or Doug or anyone else saying it. It's Putin and people and leaders and talking about Armageddon. You know, here it is. Here we are. You're right, Steve.
Well, again, you know, in essence, it's so strange to me that the two key spirits, evil spirits, that will be, and I've said this is for years, so actually decades, present in the end time, and why Christians will not effectively change the world they live in, because jealousy and envy will rule Christianity. And you already see that. Mega pastors got to have bigger yachts, bigger this, bigger that, bigger congregations. Where's the power of God? Where's the miraculous? So, you know, Doug, here's the thing. We have not because we ask not, and the scripture says, because we ask amiss. And Eric, will you put up, if you would, please, right now, the scripture? And I want to thank Carol H. for giving me this. And also, I think Michael Boldea, after God had given this to her, if I got the story right, she saw where Michael Boldea was preaching from Isaiah 5, the fifth chapter, 5 and 6. So if we can get that up, there you go.
Yep. And we have a minute left, brother.
Okay, and we'll close on this. And now go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. We're told in parables, we're the vineyard of the Lord. I will take away the heads thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down by the foot of man. I think that's obvious, people who are at war with. And I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned nor dig. In other words, there's not going to be any care taken to God's vineyard or the blessing. And shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it, drought across the country. For the vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but behold, oppression, for righteousness, but behold, a cry. Mm-hmm. And what God is saying there, somebody, oh, that only applies to Jerusalem. No, it doesn't. It doesn't only apply to Israel. It applies to us. Jesus loves everybody. Please repent, because you cannot, I cannot stop what's very soon upon us. And sure, people have been talking about nuclear war, but it's soon at our front door. And that's, there's no better way to say it. Blessings, Steve, Doug.
Thank you so very much. God bless you. Get some rest tonight. And thanks for all you do. Appreciate you, my
friend. Thank you, Doug.
Friend. All right. Folks, that'll do it for me tonight. May God bless each and every one of you. Have a great night until tomorrow. Catch tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be important. Good night.